A note from the author. Religious fanatics have always seemed to scare me. And when I hear them espousing some wacky eschatological theory or promoting their perverse interpretations of the Bible, I always wonder what their home lives are like. What kind of furniture do they have? What kind of food do they eat? How do they treat their neighbors and their pets? The sanctuary is my version of what life would be like for a child growing up in such a household. The Sanctuary by Bentley Little. The drapes were all closed. Cal noticed as he came home after school, and he knew even before walking up the porch steps that something terribly had happened. The drapes hadn't been closed in the daytime since Father had had to pay. He shifted the school books under his arms, licking his dry lips before opening the front door. Inside, the living room was dark, the heavy brown drapes effectively keeping out all but the most diffused light. He almost didn't see his mother curled up in a corner of the couch.
Mother?
He said nervously. She didn't answer, and he walked over to where she was sitting, placing his books on the coffee table. This close, he could see the wetness of tears on her cheeks.
Mother?
She leaped up and grabbed him by his shoulders, holding him close, pressing him against her bulk. He could smell on her house dress an unfamiliar odor he did not like.
Oh, Cal, she sobbed. I didn't mean to do it. I didn't mean to.
Cal suddenly noticed that the house was silent. There were no noises coming from the back of the house, and he had a funny feeling in the pit of his stomach.
Where's Chrissy? He asked.
Her hands clutched tighter, hugging him.
I couldn't help myself, she wailed. Tears were rolling down her puffy cheeks. I had to kill him.
Kill who? Cal asked, fighting back his fear.
Who did you kill? I was walking home from the store, and I saw this man walking his dog, and the rage came over me. I couldn't help myself.
What happened?
I told him my car wouldn't start, and I had him come into the garage with me to see if he could figure out what was wrong. Then I closed the door, and I used the axe. I couldn't help myself. I didn't think I'd do it again. I didn't want to do it again, but the rage came over me.
She ran a hand through Cal's hair, and her voice was suddenly free of emotion.
I sinned, she said, but it was not my fault. Where's Chrissy? Cal demanded.
Chrissy had to die for my sins. Cal pulled away from his mother and ran down the hall, through the back bedroom to the sanctuary, where, next to Father's cross, was the crucified form of his sister. She was naked, spread-eagled, her hands and feet nailed to the wood, her head hanging down limply.
Chrissy?
He said. She did not move, did not reply. But when he hesitantly touched her foot, the skin was still warm. A note from the author.